Ah, I am happiest hearing the heavenly harp. I am Adam Eccleston, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. You are listening to Daphne Tran, ninth grader at Valley Catholic High School and a member of the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Daphne's love for the harp started pretty early.
I was six, so I was going to second grade. I just finished first grade. At my school, or in the elementary school at Valley Catholic, they have, for the elementary schoolers, a prayer sister per class. And for my class in first grade, the prayer sister was a harpist, and she played for my class. And even though she just played Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars, I was just in awe. Even though I was six, I loved the sound. I was like, I want to do that. I want to play the harp, and I want it to sound nice.
Daphne, you're such a harp aficionado, and I don't know much about the harp. Could you tell me a bit about the mechanics of the harp?
There are two different types of harps. There are pedal harps and lever harps, and I started on a lever harp. And the difference between the two is that it's how the key is changed, or like the pitch, because the lever harp you use levers that are up here, while on a pedal harp you use your feet to move pedals.
Ah, okay. So do all of the strings have levers on them?
So on a lever harp, every single one does. But on a pedal harp, they all have a set of discs. And so they are up here, so where the levers would have been if this was a lever harp. And with pedal harps, you move one of the seven pedals, and it changes that note all over the harp, like every single note on it.
Oh, wow. What about the size of the harp?
There are many different sizes of harps, and they range from like maybe 19 to 20 strings all the way to 47 strings.
Wow, you are really educating me right now, and I'm just loving it. The only thing I know about the harp is the company named Lyon and Healy. Do you own one of these?
I currently have three Salvi harps sitting in my living room.
You have three harps.
Yes, we just got one from Vancouver recently, and I think we were thinking of selling one of them.
If you are just tuning in, my name is Adam Eccleston, and I'm chatting with Daphne Tran, a harpist and ninth grader at Valley Catholic High School. Now, the harp dates back to Egypt over 5,000 years ago and can be found in many cultures such as Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. So I'm wondering, Daphne, if you have learned any pieces that showcase different cultural styles?
I am currently learning it's technically a concerto. It's a piece by Deborah Hansen-Conan called Baroque Flamenco. And it's got like 26 variations, I think. It's meant to depict a story about a flamenco guitarist that time travels between into the Baroque era. And he's playing in like the king's court or something. And he keeps going to the flamenco style instead of playing the Baroque style because he gets so into the music.
Daphne, you've performed all around town in different sorts of ensembles. What's your favorite way to perform? Solo, chamber, or orchestral?
I've actually experienced all three. So I did play with my school chamber ensemble because our orchestra was a bit lacking in people because of COVID. But I have to say, all three of them have their different pros and cons, and they're all really different, so it's a little hard to compare them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hear you there. Is there a particular instrument you like to play with?
Definitely flute. My sister is a flautist, and I'm currently working with another flautist at my school, and I've just played with them the longest, and I love the sound of the flute.
There's no denying that the sheer elegance of the instrument shines through in Daphne's playing. and I wondered about her inspiration, who she says is Californian-born harpist Deborah Henson Conan, nicknamed the Hip Harpist, is known for her flamboyant stage presence and her innovation with electric harps. So tell me a little bit more. Why Deborah?
She's pretty much my idol for harp. She's a composer. I've been learning her music, and she's a very good harpist. And she seems like a very fun person. She even like yells on the stage.
You know, I really love hearing that, Daphne. I think it's so important to have idols and have people that you look up to. And I'm thinking about me and my teachers and the commonalities that we had. And one of them was around desserts. We love sweets. So if the harp was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Do you like sorbets count or something? Because I feel like ice cream is a little heavier, which doesn't really complement the sound of the harp, I think. So maybe raspberry lemon or something, because it's sour, it's sweet.
That sounds perfect in my book. That was 14-year-old harpist Daphne Tran. In addition to her wonderful skills on the harp, she also plays cello and loves to do origami. To learn more about Daphne or to listen to previous episodes of On Deck with Young Musicians, please visit our website at allclassical.org. I am Adam Eccleston, and thank you for listening. Join us next week for our next episode of On Deck with Young Musicians.